请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
Feelings in Colors Land.
感觉在颜色的国度。
The story explores a little boy's journey through a magical land where colors represent different feelings.
这个故事探索一个小男孩穿越一个神奇的国度，在哪里颜色代表不同的情感。
There is a boy named Tom.
有一个叫汤姆的小男孩。
He enters the land of colors.
他进入颜色的国度。
The first color is blue.
第一种颜色是蓝色。
Blue shows calm.
蓝色代表平静。
The second color is red.
第二种颜色是红色。
Red shows happiness.
红色代表快乐。
The third color is yellow.
第三种颜色是黄色。
Yellow shows excitement.
黄色代表兴奋。
The fourth color is green.
第四种颜色是绿色。
Green shows peace.
绿色代表和平。
Tom feels happy in the land of colors.
汤姆在颜色的国度感到快乐。
He learns the meanings of colors.
他学会了颜色的意义。
Tom returns home.
汤姆返回家。
He is very happy.
他很开心。
Colors teach him well.
颜色教他很好。
Lisa discovers Paris.
丽莎发现巴黎。
Lisa travels to Paris for the first time and experiences unforgettable moments.
丽莎第一次去巴黎旅行，经历了难忘的时刻。
She arrives by plane.
她乘飞机到达。
She sees the tower.
她看到铁塔。
It is a dream.
这是一个梦。
She visits the museum too.
她也拜访了博物馆。
The museum is huge.
博物馆是巨大的。
She sees many artworks.
她看到了许多艺术品。
Lisa tries French food too.
丽莎也尝试了法国食物。
She likes cheese.
她喜欢奶酪。
She drinks coffee too.
她也喝咖啡。
The weather is sunny.
天气晴朗。
She walks in the park.
她在公园散步。
Lisa buys some souvenirs.
丽莎买了一些纪念品。
She feels very happy.
她觉得很高兴。
This is her dream trip.
这是她的梦想旅行。
She is happy to be in Paris.
她很高兴能在巴黎。
This is her adventure.
这是对她的冒险。
She hopes to come back.
她希望再来。
Paris is special.
巴黎是特别的。
Fred and the first school day.
弗雷德和第一天上学。
Fred experiences his first day at secondary school.
弗雷德经历了他在中学的第一天。
His parents take him to school.
他的父母送他去上学。
The school is big, and Fred feels nervous.
学校很大，弗雷德感到紧张。
He goes to the classroom.
他去教室。
He meets his teacher.
他遇见了他的老师。
His teacher is very friendly.
他的老师非常友好。
Fred makes new friends.
弗雷德认识了新的朋友。
His first class is math.
他的第一个课是数学。
The teacher explains the homework.
老师讲解作业。
Fred listens carefully.
弗雷德认真听讲。
After that, he has science class.
之后，他有科学课。
The science class is interesting.
科学课很有趣。
At lunch, Fred sits with his new friends.
在午餐时间，弗雷德和新朋友们一起坐。
They talk about their subjects.
他们在聊他们的科目。
In the afternoon, there is a sports class.
下午有体育课。
He enjoys playing football.
他喜欢踢足球。
The last class is art.
最后一节课是艺术课。
Fred paints a beautiful picture.
弗雷德画了一幅美丽的画。
At the end of the day, he feels happy.
一天结束时，他感到快乐。
He looks forward to learning tomorrow.
他期待明天的学习。
A day in the life of a veterinarian.
一个兽医一天的生活。
The story follows a veterinarian through his workday, showing various tasks and conversations he has with pet owners.
故事跟随一名兽医完成一天的工作，展示他与宠物主人进行的各种任务和对话。
The veterinarian's name is John, and he wakes up at 7 in the morning.
兽医叫约翰，他早上七点起床。
He arrives at the clinic at 8 o'clock, ready to start his day.
他八点钟到达诊所，准备开始一天的工作。
His first patient is a kitten that needs vaccinations.
他的第一位病人是一只需要疫苗的小猫。
His assistant helps him prepare the injections.
他的助理帮他准备针剂。
After talking with the kitten's owner, John administers the shot.
与小猫的主人交谈后，约翰进行了接种。
His next patient is a dog with a broken leg.
他的下一个病人是一只腿部骨折的狗。
He needs to perform an X-ray for the dog.
他需要为狗做一个 X 光检查。
The X-ray shows a fracture.
X 光结果显有骨裂。
He schedules a surgery for the dog.
他为狗安排了手术。
During the next break, he discusses the case with fellow veterinarians.
在下一次中场休息时，他与兽医同事讨论病例。
Usually, they exchange advice on different surgeries and medications.
通常，他们会交流有关不同手术和药物的建议。
In the afternoon, he finishes some paperwork.
下午，他完成了一些文书工作。
These documents include medical records and invoices.
这些文件包括医疗记录和账单。
The last patient is a rabbit that comes for a routine checkup.
最后一位病人是只来做常规体检的兔子。
John examines the rabbit and shares health tips with the owner.
约翰检查了兔子，并与主人分享健康建议。
After work, he writes down notes on the day's observations.
下班后，他写下当天的观察报告。
John ends his workday satisfied.
约翰结束了一天的工作，心满意足。
He loves his job because he enjoys helping animals and interacting with people.
他喜欢他的工作，因为他喜欢帮助动物和人与人互动。
Melanie and the unpredictable weather change.
梅拉尼和不可预测的天气变化。
Melanie plans an outdoor event, but the weather goes crazy.
梅拉尼计划一个户外活动，但天气很疯狂。
She checked the weather forecast and hoped everything would be fine.
她检查了天气预报，并希望一切顺利。
However, on the morning of the event, dark clouds quickly gathered.
但是，当天早晨，乌云迅速聚集。
She realized a quick decision was necessary.
她意识到必须迅速做出决定。
She decided to change the event plan and move it to a location that offered shelter.
她决定改变活动计划，将其移至一个可以遮风避雨的地点。
Initially, she worried that no one would come.
起初，她担心没有人会来。
Her efforts paid off.
她的努力得到回报。
Despite the faulty weather forecast, the event was a success.
尽管天气预报有误，活动仍然圆满成功。
From then on, Melanie always prepared for unpredictable weather.
从那以后，梅拉尼总是为不可预测的天气做好准备。
Wisdom lies in preparation, not in reliance on luck.
智慧在于准备，而不是对好运的依赖。
She not only avoided a disaster, but also strengthened her community spirit.
她不仅避免了一场灾难，还增强了她的社区精神。
She learned many lessons from the event on dealing with uncertainty.
她从事件中学到了许多应对不确定性的经验。
This experience gave her more confidence to face future surprises.
这次经历让她更有自信面对未来的意外。
Everyone was impressed by her organizational skills.
大家对她的组织能力印象深刻。
Melanie was chosen as the leader for future events.
梅拉尼被选为未来活动的领袖。
She looked forward to challenges and more learning opportunities.
她期待着挑战和更多的学习机会。
Reflecting back, she was satisfied with her progress.
回顾，她对自己的进步感到满意。
An evening with old friends.
与老朋友共度的夜晚。
A relaxed evening among friends, where they craft plans for the future, extend invitations to upcoming events, and reminisce over past adventures.
一个轻松的夜晚，朋友之间，他们为未来制定计划，发出即将举办的活动邀请，并回忆过去的冒险经历。
As the evening shadows lengthened, the air was imbued with warmth and expectation.
天色渐暗，空气中飘散着温暖和期待的气息。
Old friends gathered in a familiar room, its walls adorned with memories accumulated over the years.
老朋友们在某个熟悉的房间里团聚， 墙壁上挂满了多年来积存的回忆。
On a pristine table lay a spread of enticing dishes, meticulously arranged.
洁白的餐桌上有香喷喷的菜肴，细致地摆放着。
The fireplace crackled softly, adding a touch of coziness to the room.
壁炉中的火花轻轻闪烁，为房间增添了一丝舒适。
Friends found cozy corners in the room and began engaging in lively discussions.
朋友们在房间里找到舒适的角落，彼此间开始了热烈的讨论。
Everyone had stories to tell, tales often recounted yet still as thrilling as the first time.
每个人都有故事要讲，尽管这些故事已讲过多次，仍像第一次那样激动人心。
They spoke of the days that bound them closely together, of carefree moments and adventures.
他们聊到那些将他们紧密联系在一起的日子，那些无忧无虑和探险的日子。
As the clock ticked away, they realized the night was already half gone.
当时钟的踏作响时，他们意识到晚上已经过半。
This realization sparked conversations about aspirations and plans for the future.
这种意识激发了他们开始谈论未来的愿望和计划。
They imagined future adventures, aspirations and untrodden places.
他们想象着将来的冒险、愿望和未踏足的地方。
Though they would part and walk their own paths, the friendship remained steadfast.
尽管他们互相之间各走各的路，但友谊仍是始终不渝的存在。
Conversations mellowed into casual chatter, as music softly filled the air.
耳边的谈话声渐渐柔和成闲聊，乐声悠悠响起。
With melody as their companion, more tender memories were shared, rendering the evening serene and harmonious.
伴随乐声，他们分享了更多温馨的回忆，令这个夜晚显得宁静祥和。
As the night drew to a close, they knew this special time would linger in their memories.
当夜深沉静时，他们知道这特殊的时光将长久留存于记忆之中。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。